Benedictine Sisters of Marksville, Louisiana. It's all happening at the new Scott Olley Baptist Church, Saturday, November 25th at 6:30 p.m. and Sunday, November 26th at 3:30 p.m. Betty Boss and the Anointed New Inspirationals, 28th year anniversary, with special guests Ron and the Louisiana Girls of Baton Rouge. Be sure to come out and celebrate with Betty Boss and the Anointed New Inspirationals at their 28th year anniversary at the New Scott Olley Baptist Church, 2627 Willow Glen River Road. Bishop Lionel Smith is the pastor. The New Scott Olley Baptist Church is a proud underwriting sponsor of KAYT 88.1. When praises go up,
the blessings come down.
The Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. And now, here's today's message.
Amen. Now, go to Proverbs chapter 4. Look at verse number 20. He says, my son, attend to my words. Give attention to what? Give attention to my words. What's the next phrase? Incline thine ear to what? My sayings. As a side note, the word heart. H-E-A-R-T. What's the first word in heart?
Hear.
All right. What's the middle of the word heart?
Ear.
Ear, hear. When your ears hear, the word will get in your heart. That's how the word gets in you, by hearing. Everybody say, ears, hear. The word will get in my heart. Incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart out of thy mouth. See, there it is again. He fit the word in my mouth. He told Joshua, Joshua, don't stop speaking my word. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it. That's the word in your mind, your soul, that you may observe to do. That's obedience, according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou'll have good success. See, good success comes from obeying God. Good success comes from hearing what God's telling you to do. Prosperity, godly prosperity, comes from hearing what God is telling you to do, and you obeying it. Now, the word incline, I looked that word up, and it means, let me explain to you what it means. It means to strain to hear. To incline your ear means to block out everything else and listen to this. Now, a good illustration of that is when you eavesdrop. How many of y'all ever eavesdropped on somebody? How many of y'all ever listened to a conversation that you wasn't supposed to be hearing? Who in here has never eavesdropped? Everybody hit an eavesdrop? Why, you evil people. I got a church full of eavesdroppers. Y'all better watch what y'all say around here. Somebody listening. No, I'm just playing with you. I'm just playing. But when you eavesdrop, what do? You strain to hear. Actually, in the spirit, your ear get bigger. Your ear really grows. And y'all ever seen a horse? And their ears will do this, what? What are they doing? They're trying to find the best. They are fine-tuning. You know how you do a radio knob? You fine-tune. See, when you see an animal's ears, even a dog, you'll see their ears will go. What are they doing? they're fine-tuning those sounds that they want to hear. And so really, we do the same thing. It's just that our ears don't move like their ears move. But if you could see in the spirit, there's some ears that reach all the way over into the other room. And when you strain to hear, that means that you block out all other sounds. And you focus on a particular sound. Yeah, when you, listen, they can be blowing the horn, yonk, 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 yonk. People can be yelling and screaming, but you don't even hear that. When you're eavesdropping, you don't hear that. Look, even your eyes get involved. Like. Your eyes trying to hear. You know they made the see, but your eyes even trying to get in on the act. Because your eyes is helping you focus. You know, you got, I'm getting bits and pieces. You've been in a restaurant eavesdropping on people next at the next table, right? They talking about something good, you're like, still eating. You got people at your table, but you ain't even listening to people at your table. You nodding your head like, mm-hmm, but your ears is at the other table. So God says, strain to hear me. Fine tune your hearing so you hear what I'm telling you. Hear my word. He said, incline your ear to my sayings. Let them not depart out of thy mouth. Keep them where? They go right back to your heart again. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are what? They are life to those that find them, and what? Health. Some translations say medicine for all your flesh. Now, most people don't believe that the word is medicine, but it is. The word of God have healing power in it. I mean, he sent his word and heal them and what? Deliver them from all their destruction. So the word has healing power in it. If you have sickness trying to come on you and things like that, I'm going to tell you, start listening to the healing scriptures and just hear. Faith will rise up in you. The word will get down in you and the sickness will go. Amen? So you got to hear. Go to Luke chapter 5. So if I want my faith to be strong, if I want my faith to grow, then a key ingredient to making my faith grow stronger in God, where I can trust God greater, then I've got to hear the word of the Lord. And I got to constantly be hearing it. Faith doesn't come by having heard. It's a continual hearing. How many of y'all here heard the devil speak to you? Ain't none of y'all never heard the devil speak to you? If you ever been tempted to steal, to lie, to cheat, to cuss somebody out, to hurt somebody, to punch somebody, you done heard the devil's voice. We've all heard bad thoughts. We've all been tempted to do wrong things. That's the devil. So if you can hear that, then you can hear God. See, the devil doesn't have exclusive access to your hearing. God should have more access to your hearing than anybody. Amen. And that's what he's saying, incline your ear to my sayings. He's saying, hear. He's saying, hear. Hear, O Israel. That's what he said. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. He's one God. Hear. He said, listen to this. Hear it. It's important. This is a principle of faith. Y'all in Luke chapter 5? Yes. All right, in Luke 5, look at verse 1. And it came to pass that as the people pressed upon him, talking about Jesus, to do what? To hear the word of God. They pressed upon him to do what? To hear the word of God. Now, there's another scripture. They pressed upon him to hear the word of the Lord and to be healed. To hear and to be healed. Sometimes your healing is connected to what you're hearing. Just like sickness could be connected to what you're hearing. If you're always hearing, well, you know, this was in your family, this hereditary, you're going to have this when you get old, and they done told you from a child. You listen, they wasn't talking to you, but you've been around grown people company. Y'all know what I'm talking about? When I was little, that's what it was. Look, boy, stay out of grown people business. But sometimes children hear overhear things in grown people business, and it get embedded in them from a child. And well, you know, this running our family. You know, Uncle So-and-so died with it. And then his brother died with it. And then Grandpa Joe had it, and he died with it. And they all died about the same age. Your words, they have power, and they are most of the time predicated on what you hear. People say what they've heard. People repeat what they've been hearing, right? Listen, I got messed up when I was 12 years old because I just got to a point I didn't believe in Santa Claus no more. But them people at the TV station had something to do with that. Because I said, you know, that's mom and daddy bringing them toys. I hate to bust the bubbles on them kids in here. But but they need to know, hey, don't lie to your children. So anyway, just when I just say, you know what, I don't think I believe in that no more. We watching the news. And they say Santa been spotted in Gino. He's making his descent into Alexandria. I said, we better go to bed. Let's go to bed. Let's go. He going to be here. Let's go. The news said that. I said, they ain't tell no lie. Not the news people. Them people are truth. They telling the right thing. If they say it on the news, it's got to be true. He's been spotted on the radar. I said, hey, we got to go to bed. He coming in early. Because what I heard, it influenced what I believed. What you hear is going to have an impact on what you believe. And the source that you're listening to is going to have an impact on what you believe. So you need to make the Word of God your source of hearing. That if you hear something that violates the Word or that's not in line with the Word, you got to say, nope, I believe what the Word say. And then I'm going to get in there and I'm going to hear it and hear it again until it gets strong in me again. How many of you know sometimes, how many of you had your faith real strong where you could just trust God? You just got no doubt. You just know God going to do something and he come through. And then you can face the same situation 6 months later and it's like, well, I just don't know, you know. Well, didn't the Lord help you last time? Yeah, but, you know, it's a little bit different this time. I just don't know. What done happened? Your faith has gotten weak. Why is your faith weak? Because you're not hearing. You're not meditating. And you're not speaking. And probably if you go back, you'll probably, and listen and run the record on what you've been saying, you've probably been speaking a lot of doubt, fear, and unbelief. And now you got more faith in the negative stuff than you do God's word working in you. You got to hear the word. And today we live in America, ain't no excuse. You turn the radio on, you got the word. You turn the TV on, you got the word. Amen. You go on the internet, there's the word out there. There's no shortage of the word. Right? You can hear the word going down the street. You can hear the word in your house. You can hear the word on your workplace. You can hear the word walking through the mall. Everybody got things they putting in their ears. What they listening to? Everybody got an earphone now. What's everybody putting in their soul? Do you know that what you're listening to going into your heart? Whether good or bad. There's a spiritual laws involved in these things. What goes in the ears, through the eyes, and processed through the mind ends up in the heart.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service.
services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off